Okay, Freil Chan Chalak, everybody. Today's daf is Psachim, daf Chaf Hey, and we're at the bottom of Chaf Dalad Amabez over here. Let's see, how many lines up are we? Amar Abaye, about 10 lines up or so. The last thing we've been discussing is that Rabbi Avo had said that anything that is Asr Behana, or really Asr Be'achila, really, he mentioned, that is if you, the only time you're going to be chayav for eating them is if you do it in the normal way. Derech achilasan, the normal way of eating. And then we said there's another version. They said that also applies derech hana'asan in terms of the normal manner of deriving benefit from items. So you quote an example of chaylev, that if you put chaylev, use fats from an animal that are asr. If you use that as a band-aid, for example, so that's not the normal way of benefiting from that, and therefore you're not going to be chayev. So Abaye says like this, Abaye says that Akol Modim Bikoya Kerem Shalokan Alem Afilu Shalok Derech Hana'asan. Everybody agrees that, meaning, even if you're going to tell me that things have to be Derech Hana'asan, right, kind of the second way we understood Rabbi Avo, right, that you're going to be get Malkus for getting benefit from Koya Kerem, even if it's not in the more normal way of, let's say, consuming or deriving benefit from the vineyard that's been planted with grains. My time, what's the reason? Mishum deluksiv b'achila, because it's not mentioned that you have to eat it. It doesn't say. I mean, before, we're talking about achila, you're not allowed to eat, right? So, et cetera, et cetera. So, b'achilaim, b'achilaya kerem, so the pasuk says that tikdash, that everything that becomes klei kerem becomes holy. So you don't need to eat it, meaning you're not. It's not rooted in a benefit type iser, so therefore, even if it's not the normal way of benefit, you're still going to be chayiv. Meisve isi ben Yehuda Omer. Hold on one second, ask you a question. Isi ben Yehuda says, "Minayin the basar b'chalav shu aser? How do you know that basar b'chalav is aser? Now we know from the psukim that basar b'chalav is aser because it says right again. Rashi explains the question here. How do you know it's aser b'achila? Right? Obviously, we know basar b'chalav is aser b'achila, aser b'hana, and it's aser to cook it." But the Torah only says, right, Lo Sevashel Gidi B'Chalev Imal, do not cook a goat in its mother's milk, right? And it says that three times. So the Gemara in Chulin derives that each one is for eating, one is for cooking, and one is for hana. But this Gemara apparently does not have that kind of drasha. So Isi Ben Yehuda says, how do you know the Pasuk B'Chalev is Asur B'Hana? The Pasuk says, Lo Sevashel, don't cook, right? It says it three times. So he learns it from somewhere else. He doesn't learn it from that Pasuk. He has a Kal V'Chomer. Or a hekesh rather. Nemarkan, it says over here, Kiim Kadoshata, right, you're gonna be holy. That pasuk is talking about right, Bas B'chalav. And in Malahalan it says later on, by a trefa, Fanshe Kodesh to you li. Right? You're not allowed, you have to be Kodesh, right? You can't eat a trefa. Malahalan Asr Afkan Asr, right? Just like by a trefa, you're not allowed to eat it. So too by Bas B'chalav, you are also not allowed to eat it. Ve'inli Ela Achilah. So that teaches me not allowed to eat it. Behana, right? Minayin, how do you know it's Asr Behana? Right? Again, a trefa is not Asr Behana. So how do you know it's Asr Behana? So Amris, we said, what's it called? So you Kal V'Chomer. There's a Kal V'Chomer from Orla. Uma Orla Shalom Nevda Ba'avera Asur Bahanah. Orla, right, the first 3 years of a tree's life, right, cannot benefit from the fruit. So you have not done an Isser by planting a tree, right? There's no Isser, not a plant tree. So you didn't do any Isser there, but it's still Asur Bahanah. So Bas B'Chalav should never Ba'avera, right? Bas B'Chalav, where you did an Isser, Rashi explains Kishen Bishla, right? Again, right? You cooked it together to get this milk and meat situation. So initially, Asur Behana. Certainly, it should be Asur Behana. So the Gemara says, well, okay, Mala Orla Shekain Lo Haisa Vashas Kosher. Well, one second, Orla is different than Bas B'chalav. Again, whenever you have a Kal V'Chomer, you need the two items you're learning one from the next to be similar. Right? If you have the phrase in English, right, it's apples and oranges, where they're not similar, you can't teach me halacha from one realm of halacha that's totally not similar to another realm of halacha. They need to be the same. So if you have an added halacha or an added chumrah or an added whatever to from one area of halacha to the next, so you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer because it's not logical. It doesn't make sense. These are different halachos. So that's always when you have a Kal V'Chomer, you try and refute it by knocking it out. How do you do that? That's just the technique of the Gemara. It always knocks it out by saying, well, this halacha is different for X, Y, and Z. So that's what we're going to do right now. Mala Orla, Orla is different than Basa B'Chalav. Why? Shekin lo ha'isa l'shas kosher. It never was mutter. At no point, right, when you plant the tree, right, at no point is the fruit mutter up until 3 years pass. The Tomer Basar B'Chalav Shaisu Lo Shas Kosher. So that can't be compared to Basar B'Chalav. Why? Because the basar is by itself is mutter. The milk by itself is mutter. Right, it has a Shas Kosher, has a time when it's mutter. Just parenthetically, just to define Basar B'Chalav, right, we think very often we get confused a little bit because we live, you know, in America, in the land of the cheeseburger or whatever. Right, so Basar B'Chalav is kosher meat and kosher milk together. Right, that's basar b'chalav midaraisa. For example, if you have treif meat and treif cheese, right? So they're like in a Big Mac. So that's not basar b'chalav midaraisa. But again, just the nafkamina between the asur midaraisa and asur derabanan is probably the isur hana, that something that's asur midaraisa is asur b'hana. Something that's asur midarabanan basar b'chalav may not necessarily be asur b'hana. Okay, either way, fine. Just to have that in your back pocket. So how could you compare Orla to Basar B'Chalav? Orla is always Aser. Basar B'Chalav at some point was Mutter, then it became Aser. So the Gemara says, Chametz on Pesach Yochiach. Chametz on Pesach can prove Shaisa L'Shas Kosher, right? And that's that there is a point where Chametz is Mutter, obviously, before Pesach, but it's still Aser B'Hana. So you see that little caveat, that little detail in the Halacha of Orla, it's not relevant, because you have another item that's Aser B'Hana, where you see that it was Mutter, it did have a Shas Kosher, and yet it's still Aser B'Hana. So that little detail is not problematic, and you can compare Orla to Basar B'Chalav. Gemara says, Ma'alach Chametz B'Pesach Shekein Onish Kares. Well, you can't compare Chametz to Basar B'Chalav, because Chametz is punishable by Kares. Basar B'Chalav is just a lav. Right? Tomer Basar B'Chalav Shekein Onish Kares. So how can you learn something from Chametz to Basar B'Chalav? So Gemara says, Klei HaKerem Yochichu. Well, then you can go back and prove it from Klei HaKerem, Shekein Onish Kares Basar B'Hana. That's not the Onesh Karis, that's not, you know, punishable by Karis, and it is Asur B'Hana. So you see that getting punished by Karis is not a relevant disclaimer, and therefore you can compare the two. Gemara says, well, V'im Isa, now finally the question, and if you're telling me that you can get, what did Abaye say, that you can get benefit from clay, that you're not allowed to derive benefit from clay akarim, if you're doing it in a way that's not normal, right? Nifroch, why don't we ask the Malik clay akarim, she can look in a filo, she look at their Hanasan. Why don't we ask that? Why don't we ask, how can you compare Klei HaKerem to Chametz, to Basar B'Chalav, right? Basar B'Chalav, the only issue is if you eat it or do whatever you're doing with it, but they're Chanasim. But Klei HaKerem, you're meaning it's different, because you can get Malkus for Klei HaKerem, even if you don't enjoy it in the normal way. How could you tell me why? Apparently, you see that's not true. That you only can get malchus for clay akarim if you derive benefit in the normal way. But Abaye Tomer, Abaye would say, Tomer sorry, how do you read this? 1 second. Right, so Tomer b'may. Meaning, so what do you mean, Tomer? Meaning, if you look at Rashi over here, right? What kind of question is that? Right? How could you learn that you can't learn Basar B'Chalav from Klei HaKerem? It doesn't say anything about eating. So apparently, you see, you should get Malkus also, right? And Hasam Nami Lokan, Allah feel she'll get their Hanasa. Maybe Basar B'Chalav also you'll get Malkus if you don't eat it in the normal way. Because it doesn't say that it's usher to eat, right? That's how we said that. You know, right? Same thing by Klei HaKerem. By Klei HaKerem it says Tikdash. It doesn't say Lo Se'achal, you shouldn't eat it. So by Basar B'Chalav it also doesn't say that you can't eat it. It just says you can't cook it. So it could be that maybe you also we'll get Malkus for enjoying it, lo kedera chana asan, and not in the normal way. So that's Tomer b'may. What kind of, what are you going to say over here? Tomer basar b'chalav shein lo kedera chana asan, el dechana asa. Are you going to say that basar b'chalav, you don't get Malkus unless you eat it in the normal way? Atar basar b'chalav, achila ksiva bay. It doesn't say achila by basar b'chalav whatsoever. Right, so apparently, because that's the same thing applies from Klei HaKerem to basar b'chalav. Right, I mean, that's what Abaye would say back to you. And like, what do you mean? You wanted me to ask, well, Klei HaKerem, you can enjoy, you know, the Shalom B'Derechan, also in Gamalkus. The same thing is true of Basar B'Chalav, because it doesn't say Achila. V'idach, what about the other guy? So why did he want him, Abaye, to ask that question? The Kamosiv La, or the guy who asked that question on Abaye, Savar Lahachin Kagamar Minivela, learned that this is why we learn Basa B'chalav from Nevela. Ma Nevela Derchana Asim, right? Of Basa B'chalav Derchana Asim, right? Just like Nevela has to be in the normal way of getting Hana, so do Basa B'chalav. The Abaye would say, no, Lahachin Loksiv Achila Begufo. Right, meaning it was exactly. This is exactly why the Torah didn't write, "Don't eat basar b'chalav." Right, lomar shaluk and alav afilu shaluk k'derech hanasim. Right, to tell me that you would get malchus, even if you do not eat it in the normal way. So Gemara says again, "Valifrach." So why don't you ask? Why don't we mention that Klei Kerem, again, in the end we're learning Klei Kerem to compare to the Basar B'chalav. Why don't you say, well, Klei Kerem was never Mutter. It's different than Basar B'chalav, which was Mutter at some point. So Rabbi Adabar Ava, Zosomeres Klei Kerem Ikoran Nesarin. Apparently you see that the Klei Kerem, the original seeds that you put in the ground, they do actually, meaning that Kilei Kerem does actually have a time when they were mutter, which is before the seeds take root, meaning before the seeds take root in the ground, then the seeds are still mutter. You can pluck it out of the ground and pop it in your mouth or whatever, or plant it somewhere else. So you see that Kilei Kerem does have a moment when it is mutter, and therefore it's not a question at all. Okay. Masar Rav Shammai, Hamavir Atzitz Nako Bakerim. One second, I'll ask you a question. The Brisa says that if someone, or it's a Mishnah, where's this Mishnah? Is Kelaim. If someone carries an open pot, the pot is open on the bottom, right? Like most of the, you know, the pottery, the clay pots that you'd buy in like a Home Depot or whatever, it's open on the bottom. So if you're walking with a plant in a pot, it's open on the bottom in a vineyard. And if Hosik Masayim Aser, and again, that would be usher. I mean, if it's big enough to get a root, right? And you're telling me that the plant is going to get kind of grow a little bit from the air that's right by the ground, right? So we're going to say that it's as if it's planted on the ground. So the question is, if in Hosif Masayim, if the plant grew 1/200th. While it was in the vineyard, so then usher, then it's going to be usher because that's the shear for bittel. If for oil and kilayim, right, we said by truma the shear for bittel is 101. Right? For we are familiar with shishim, the bottle of shishim. If milk falls into a chicken soup, here by orla and kilayim, the shear is 1/200. So if more than a 200th grows in this plant while it's kind of hanging out in the vineyard, so then it's usher. But meaning hosif in, right, lo hosif lo. That's only if it grew. Right? So apparently, see that an item that was planted already does not become usher if you bring it in the vineyard. Right? Again, Rav Adabar Ava wanted to say that once the roots grow, so then it's usher. Here we're telling me that no, it's not based on the roots. Right? You're telling me that a plant that was already planted is not going to be a certain vineyard if it didn't grow to the certain amount of the certain shear. So Rava trade Kroik City. So Rava says, now there are two psukim here. Ksiv hazera, ksiv hamaleya. Because zera, right, the planting, right? Again, talking about Klei Kerem, planting a seed in a vineyard, that's usher. And also hamaleya, meaning something that, what's hamaleya? Hamaleya means that something that continues to grow, so something that gets bigger. Right, meaning that implying that the only time is if you grow the two things together in the ground, that's usher. So the Gemara says, "Hakid zed." So how does that work? Right, meaning what is usher? Is it the planting or is it the growing? So the Gemara is going to say that depends. Zaru meikara, if it's planted right at the beginning, right with the vineyard, said bashrasha. Then as soon as everything takes root, then it's usher. Zaru v'haba, but if it was planted already, then it kind of was transported into the vineyard. Said hofisiv in lo hofisiv lo. Then it depends, right? If it grew, then it's usher. If it didn't, then it's then it did not. Okay, fine. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit. Talk a little bit about pikuach nefesh and the big three. A little bit. You'll see the connection in a second. Right? It's about Isri Hana. But either way, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Bakom is rapin, chutz mi'atzei asherah. You're allowed to be healed by anything except for a tree that is an asherah. Asherah is an avodah zarah. So a tree that was worshipped by people who worship trees, I guess, avodah zarah of the asherah. So Kumar says, one second. Ichi, tell me what's the case. If you tell me that the guy is sick, right, he's going to die, so I feel about Atzei Asherah Nami. You should be able to use the Atzei Asherah for Refuah as well. But again, he's not He's not bowing down to the Atzeira. In a Chinami, if he would have to bow down to it, so then it's Asur. But here, I mean, Here, it's, we're not talking about a Avodah Zarah, we're just using the Avodah Zarah to heal him. That's different. That's not the Isra of Avodah Zarah. So if it's Sakana, so then you can violate. Vida like a Sakana, but if there's no Sakana, so then Afil Ko Isra Shabbatara Nami, meaning Nami Lo. Meaning if there's no danger, so you also can't use any Isurim if there's no danger. So the Gemara says, "Lo lom dika sakana." Really, the case is where there is a danger. Afilu achi atzei asher lo. Because even in this case, the atzei asher, the wood of the asher tree of the avodah zarah, is not mutter to heal him with. The Tanya, like within the Rabbeisa, Rabbi Elazar says, "Imnemar b'chol nafshcha." If it says right, we have to shemal kecha b'chol vav b'chol nafshu chol miyodecha. Right, if it says with all of your life, lamanemar b'chol miyodecha. Why does it say with all of your money? Right? Why do you need both of them? We get the point. Right? If you have to give up your life, obviously you have to give up your money. To teach you that if there's a person whose life is more valuable to him than his money, like most of us, right? So then give up your life for, be ready to give up your life for Hashem. Right, be ready to dedicate your life to Hashem. If yesh adam shemamono chaviv olav begufo, and if there's someone who, for whatever reason, thinks his money is more important than his life, so lekach nemar b'chol meodecha. Therefore, it says with all of your money, as you see that you have to give up your life rather than use the avodah zarah. Now, meaning it doesn't right. Meaning the question is he's not really bowing down to the avodah zarah. It's again if you look at Rashi, the question over here is bechol misrafin, the second line up, and I feel it be isuri herna. Meaning obviously this item is asur beherna. We're not talking about yehari valiyav over here. If you look at Tosos also deals with that. He says nira l'rid demari ki yosh ein yochol misrape mishar itzim ela bazeh. Right, this is apparently the only thing that can heal him. Again, we're not talking. So the Gemara says, yeah. So you still shouldn't, use this, right, to over the avodah zarah. So we're showing him kind of trying to figure out what's going on over here because you're not bearing down to it. So Tosos over here at the end of Tosos. He says that this is the only thing that can heal him, right? And what's going to happen? He's going to think, right? He's going to think that there's something to this avodah zarah, right? Think about it. I mean, we're not talking about a case of avodah zarah mamish, right? Because that already, right, you have to give up your life for sure. But in this scenario, we're just healing yourself with the item that is used for the avodah zarah. So the question is, right? How does that work? So Tosa, again, like I said, Tosa says that if a person thinks that this avodah zarah, he's the only thing in the world that healed me, so then it seems like this avodah zarah is legit. So we're concerned that it will lead to avodah zarah. So then in that scenario, very difficult to understand, but in that scenario, you're not allowed to use the avodah zarah. Okay, he also Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin came. He said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, b'kol misrapin chutz me'avodah zarah gilei rayos. You can heal yourself through any one of the surim, right? Except for the big three, right? Gilui ra'ah, shvichas dam, right? Murder, right? Illicit relationships, and avodah zarah. Then again, as Rashi says on the top, right? You go to Amrlo, like if someone says to him, "Harug Yisrael, kill this Jew." Vimlo teharig, and otherwise, right? I will, meaning kill this Jew, and I will heal you. Otherwise, I'm going to let you die. So then, right, the person is not allowed to commit the avodah. So avodah zarah had the Amran. We just explained about avodah zarah. Gilrei shvichas damim. What about illicit relationships and murder? So the Tanya like when they're brisa. Rabbi Omer ki kasher yakum ish al riehu urtzacho nefesh kein adavar hazeh. Case over there, pasuk there is talking about an Nara Murasa. There's a girl who was engaged back in the day. An engagement was a full marriage. Right, if you did kiddushin and nisuin, that was a complete marriage. She was married to a person just waiting, to finish the marriage process. So someone who rapes her, so that is obviously terrible. And the pasuk says that just like a person gets up and to kill him, this is the same thing. Meaning that raping a nara murasa is the same thing as murder. So the Gemara says, "V'chima inyan rotzeach etzal nara murasa." What in the world do the two things have to do with each other? This one comes to teach me something, and we can learn. Meaning, we can learn something from this, and this will teach me something from that. Meaning, there's two sides to the coin here, to the comparison between murder and Nara Murasa. Makesh Rutzech and Nara Murasa, they are connected. Ma Nara Murasa Nitzel and Tzil Benafsho. So Af Rutzech Nitzel and Tzil Benafsho. Just like you can save a girl from being raped, right? You can kill the guy who's trying to rape this engaged girl. So too, you can kill a murderer, right? If he's trying to kill somebody else, right? Now, I would have obviously thought the reverse. I mean, it makes more sense. You can kill the murderer, and then you can apply that to Nara Murasa. But okay, I'm not sure exactly what comes first and how that works. But either way, and the other way works as well. Nara Murasa Mirotech, you can also learn Nara Murasa from a murderer. Marotech Yahari Val Yavor, just like a Rotech, right? You can't murder somebody if you're told to. Threatened with your own life. So Af Nara Murasa Tehari Val Yavor, so too. Nara Murasa also, Tehari has to be killed and not violate adultery. Now, Tosfos just changes the tehareg to yehareg, right? Because that doesn't make any sense, right? Why would a girl who's being raped, right, have to, you know, she's not at fault over here. So we're talking about the guy himself. Right? If for whatever reason, you know, he needs to. Meaning, you have to. If someone tells you rape this Nara Murasa or I'll kill you, so then you have to take the bullet. Okay, Ushvichas Dam Guf Min. All that. And what about murder? How do you? Meaning, we started with that. How do you know that murder? You have to give up your life. As opposed to murder somebody, svarahus. The Gemara says it's logical. This is Gemara in a couple places. What does it say over here? It's Sanhedrin for sure. Yeah, it definitely comes up in Ksuvus as well, but I don't see it quoted specifically over here. Either way, svar, it's a logic. It's logical. Kihuda asa kamid Rava, because someone came to Rava. And Amarle, he said to him, Mari Dore Amarli, the person in charge of my town, meaning the mayor or whatever, said, Zil kacha lepalni, go kill this guy, vilo katlin lecha'a, and if not, I'm going to kill you. He said, what did you do? So Amarle, so Rava said back to him, so liktaloch, you should get killed. Velote katel, and don't kill anybody, right? Because my chas is the dama didach shomik tvei. How do you know that your blood is redder? My doma dama dehu gavra shomik tvei. Maybe the other guy's blood is redder. Meaning you can't judge. It's not up to us to judge who should die and who should not. So when you're left with a choice, right, your blood or someone else's blood, so you don't pick a life. You just pick an action. Right? It's much worse to get up and go murder someone with your own hands, as opposed to letting the events take its course, right? Sitting back and not violating your neveira, and you know, whatever happens, happens. That's probably going to end up in your death and not his death. Okay, but that's, I mean, that's not your decision, really. That's, right, we leave that up to Kosh Baruch. Okay, right, obviously a lot of alumnus over here, but we'll go right there. Mar Baravashi Ashkech Le Ravina, Ram Mar Baravashi's met Ravina, the Shayef Le Labarte Begu Harke de Orla. He was giving his daughter some sort of oil of orla. Beguhaki harki is with olives, or some type of olives, and he was using orla oil to kind of heal up his daughter. So Amalei said to him, "Imur damar abana b'shasa sakana, shalom b'shasa sakana imai mi amar." Well, one second, you can use orla, right? Orla is aser b'hana, right? You can use it if her life is at stake, but if it's not, her life is not at stake, which it seems like over here, it's not. How in the world can you use oil of orla for refuah, to make her feel better? So we say, okay, yeah, she has a big fever, and it's like a life-threatening situation. Igor Damri, or another version of what happened, Amalei, my didi derech hana kavida. No, I'm not doing it in the normal manner of hana. I'm doing it in a weird manner, right? Using olive oil to heal, I don't know what it was, a fever, let's say, for example. It's not the normal way of getting benefit. They said that is mutter. Okay, apparently it's some sort of unnatural way of using rubbing oil to do some sort of weird refuah. Okay, itmar who said hana ba'al adam bal korcho. Let's say a person derives benefit, right, bal korcho, against his will. Right? You're walking by a bakery. Bakery's baking avodah zara breads or bas v'chalav. Let's say you're not allowed to derive benefit. And you smell it, and oh, what a great smell. So, but it's against your will. You didn't really want to, right? You didn't really, just happen to smell that Asur B'Hanah thing. Sabaya Amar Muteres, Rava Amar Asura, Machokas Rava Nabaye, whether it is Mutter or it is Asur. So the Gemara says, well, one second, let's figure this out here. What's the case exactly? If it's possible for you to avoid it, and you're intending to enjoy the benefit of the smell, right? Or lo efshar, or if it's not possible for you to get around this area, but and still kamachavin, you're still having intention to enjoy it. So the kulam lo pligi d'asur. That everybody agrees that's asur. You cannot have intention to enjoy the smell of the the basur b'cholof. If lo efshar lo mechavin, if you can't get around this area, meaning you cannot avoid it, and you don't have intention to have benefit from it, so then kulam lo pligi d'shari. Right, everybody agrees that that's mutter. So I keep pligi. The machlokas is the efshar lo mechavin, where you could have theoretically gone around and gone a different way, but you went this way, and lo mechavein, but you're not having intent to benefit from this item. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a davar she'en miskaven, if you remember from Shabbos, something you didn't have intention to do, that's still aser. It's kumalo pligi the aser. Everybody, both Rava and Abaye, agree that Rabbi Yehuda would say it's aser. I keep pligi the machlokas is a libid Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, this mutter, right? Who says it's mutter? Abaye Rabbi Shimon. Abaye says like Rabbi Shimon that it'd be mutter. For Rava, Amar and Rava would say no. I can't look Amar Rabbi Shimon Ela Hecha. Usually it says Hosam, but okay, either way, that's why I get confused. Either way, I can't look Amar Rabbi Shimon Ela Hecha Delo Efsher. Rabbi Shimon only says it's mutter. A davar she'en miskaven is mutter if it's not possible for you to not do it. Meaning, if it's impossible for you to not do it. But here, what was the case here? You could have gone around. You could have driven a different road, a different street, walked a different path. You didn't have to smell it. Ah, you walked down this path, not thinking you might smell it. So then, right? If it's mutter, if it's able for you to miss it, to go around, so then that is not, in fact, going to be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Igadamri, another way to say this whole conversation, efshar v'lo mechaven, if it's possible for you to avoid it, but you don't have kavana, so then hainu plutai to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Yehuda is machmen, Rabbi Shimon is mekel. Lo efshar v'lo mechaven, if it's impossible for you to avoid it, and you don't have intent to derive benefits, so then kuli amal pligi d'shari. Everybody agrees that is mutter. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas according to this version, according to Abaye and Rava? What's the machlokas? The case is the lo efshar v'kam mechavein. The machlokas is whether it's impossible for you to avoid it, and you're having intent to benefit from it. Right? Vali b'Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, the azul baser kavana, who says that it depends on whether you had kavana or not. Meaning, if you had in kavana, you're chayav. If you don't have kavana, you're mutter. So it's mutter. Everybody agrees that even though you could not have avoided this road when you're going to work for whatever reason, right, if you had kavana to smell the isur hana, so then, like for in our example, right, it doesn't have to be that case. But again, if you had kavana to have hana against your will, so then it's going to be aser. Ki pligi the machlokas between Rabbi and Avai is a libid Rabbi Yehuda. And right, in this version of the machlokas, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Damar lo shana mechavein velo shana eno mezgavein. Right, again, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any distinction between whether you had kavana or not. Right, he holds that davar shana mezgavein is still aser. So efshar aser, meaning if it's possible for you to avoid the road, then it's aser. Abaye Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Abaye holds Rabbi Yehuda, right? And then says that it's going to be, what did Abaye say? Now I'm confused. What did Abaye say? Right, and it says it's going to be mutter because this case is lo efshar, right? It's impossible for you to avoid. It says it's going to be mutter. But Rava Amar Lecha, Rava would say to you just to finish up on top of Chafav, right? Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda she'in miskaven mekem miskaven al lochumra. So when is Rabbi Yehuda going to say that davar she'in miskaven is aser? Right, we're going to treat davar she'in miskaven as if you had kavana. That's lechumra, right? That's only lechumra to tell you that it's aser. Avam miskaven kishein miskaven lekula lo. But we're never going to say that we're going to view something you did on purpose, right, as if you didn't do it on purpose lekula. He's not going to say that in the case of lo efshar, where you're not able to avoid it, and you had kavana, but we're not going to say lekula that it's going to be mako. That it's going to, meaning that meaning according to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that kavana is totally irrelevant, and therefore if you had kavana to enjoy the isur hana, you couldn't have avoided the situation, so it's going to be mutter. Right? No, Rabbi Yehuda only says that if you don't have kavana, it's aser. But apparently, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rava, maybe if you had intent to do it, even if you couldn't avoid the situation, that still would be mechayev you, and you still would be it still would be aser. Okay, we'll go right into the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great end of Chanukah, Rabbosai, and a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to.